We are on Lamatas Amud Beis. We just learned the Braita according to Abishol, right? There was a Braita. I'll just repeat the Braita because we're going to learn it again today. So I'm going to start. I'm not going to do the whole Gemara again. Yeah, I might as well. Mantana, two lines before the end of the middle lines. Mantana, Lahadatana Rabbana, Yavama Yavala Mitzvah. So Betchila Yisrael Lebechal Heter, she used to be Mutter, Nasra, she became Hatter. Bechazer Veitira Mutter, she became Mutter again, Yachul Tampu Vatera Rishon. Tamalami Yavama Yavala Mitzvah, Mantana. Amrei Yitzchak Abdimi, this is what we learned yesterday, Abishali. This is Abishol, Bokhi Kama. This is what the Brachta means to say. Yavama Yavala Mitzvah. So Betchila Yisrael Lebechal Heter. Before she ever got married, she was Mutter. Rasa Kain Lashem Dai Kainsa, Rasa Lashem Isha's Kainsa. He can marry her because of her beauty, he can marry her because of Isha's, which Kainsa says means he wants people to know he's married. We spoke at Yamshu Shlaima, he needs somebody to make supper for him. Nasra, she became Master when she got married. Chazar Behutu, when the brother died without children. Yachol Tavzil Latera Rishon, and he could marry her for whatever reason he wants. Tamalayma Yavad Mayavad Allah, Vamitzvah. No, he has to be Mechavim Lashem Mitzvah. That's the first shot in this braita. Rabbi Amar says, I feel the same Rabbana. No, this braita can even go like Rabbanon, who said you don't have to be Mechavim Lashem Mitzvah to be Mechavim Mitzvah Yibam. Nachi Kavar. Yavavu Yalav Yib Mitzvah. Shebetchilo Haitzim Chal Heter. He's going to explain it. Ratzah Kainza, Ratzah Eina Kainza. Before she got married, you had an option. You didn't have to marry her. Any woman, you could marry her. You don't have to marry her. Chot Nesra, then she became Maser. Chazavot, Uncle Tamsa, Latera, Rishon, Rasa, Kainza, Rasa, Eina, Kainza. It's a different price. That. The Havamina would be, now that she became Mutter again, it's optional. Just like it was optional before she got married to the guy's brother, it's optional now. Therefore, like the Gemara, Rasa, Eina, Kainza, Hagida, babe. Mithi, Tabek. What, he can leave her? She goes out with nothing? Maybe the Havamina would be that just like before you married her, you didn't have to marry her. Now also, after the brother dies, you don't have a mitzvah to marry her any more than chalitza. Optional. So we have two pshatim in the braita. Again, the braita is very vague. The braita says, in the beginning she was mutter. She became Mutter, now she became Mutter again. I would think it goes back to the first way. Kamas Mulandet, it doesn't. So if you learn like Abishol, at the beginning you were allowed to marry her for any motive, became Mutter. Now became Mutter again, you should be able to do Yibum for any motive. Kamas Mulandet, you're not allowed to do Yibum for any motive. You can only do Yibum Lamitza. That is one way to learn the Braita. Rabbah says you can learn like Drabanan. At the beginning, you were either allowed to marry her or not marry her. You didn't have to marry this lady. Then she became Mutter. Now she became Mutter again. Maybe you have an option equally of Yibum and Chalitza. Kamash Malan, like Rabbanan, who hold even Bisman Azem, Mitzvah Yibum Kedemet. That is the second shot in the Braita. Now we're going to try to figure out.
Rabbanan means home welcome, right?
Right.
That's what we're saying now,
we're saying that you can learn the Braita Mikol Malkum. Again, the Braita as a Havamina, she should go back to the original status. Kamas Malon, she doesn't. Right? The Braita says the following words. Once upon a time, she was Mutter. Then she became Usher.
First time or second time?
I'm just saying the words of the Braita. The words of the Braita are, she was Mutter. She became Mutter. Now she became Mutter again. I would think it's the same. Kamash Malan, it's not the same. Now, what's the Braita mean? So there's two ways to learn the Braita.
When she becomes Mutter again, she's not like Mutter Mahalma. He has a.
No, but to him, the Havamina is that to him, she's now in the same Heter as she was pre-married.
Pre-married, she had. Pre-marriage, he had an option.
Which way are you learning? First way, second way.
First way
is pre-marriage, you can marry her for any motive. Any motive.
So I'm saying, if any motive, so why would we be more machmir by
Because it's an erva. I've been trying to say this for the last number of days. She is an erva. This lady is an erva. She's your brother's wife. If you would divorce her, you would never be allowed to marry her. She's an erva.
If she had children.
She had children, you'd never be able to marry her. She's an erva. The Torah took an erva and was matir it. Again, Abishol learned only if you do it l'shem mitzvah. Rabbi Chana learned that Abishol holds tchuyah. You learn differently, but I'm just saying I start Rabbi Chana.
Okay, so I may think that it goes back to the original regular ishus.
Right.
To regular ishus.
Correct.
Where you don't have to care what you're doing it for.
Correct.
I mean, half and half, whatever it is. Yeah.
No, not half and half. A regular woman, you can do just with her motive.
Even? I thought... We had
I think Aruch HaShulchan said by Yibum you can do half and half.
Her intent has really nothing.
She is, I hate, again, not politically correct.
I know. But what I mean to say is that if she really wants to be married now. And she doesn't have any other option until he gets her fleet. But she wants to be married.
It's not up to her.
Is that really what we want? We want a guy to marry a girl because of her beauty?
Again, it's not a question of what we want. It's allowed.
Why are we allowing...
Well, because the tyrant didn't ask for it. That's why. Why are you allowed to eat steak? You want people to guzzle a steak, eat this fancy food. Why are you allowed to eat steak? Because the tyrant didn't ask for it, so you're allowed to.
Okay, so I would think that now it goes back to the original type of marriage.
Well, it goes back to marry for whatever motive. That's the first shot.
Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be mitzvah.
Correct,
right,
correct.
Second shot
is saying, beforehand, you had an option either yes or not to marry her. You didn't have to marry this lady. There was no mitzvah to marry her.
How different is the first shot?
First shot is saying, when you married her, you could do it for any motive. The second shot is not interested in motive. You never have to marry her. There was no reason to pick this girl over 1,000 others. And you had an option either to say yes to her or no to her. Then she became Usher, and now she became Mutter again. Do you have the option to say no to her? Is that equal option? Before she got married, you had no drive to have to marry her. That there's a mitzvah to do yibum more than chalitza. That the Torah wants yibum. It's not equal option. The Torah wants yibum. Back out of it, but the Torah wants yibum.
Not like Abishol.
That's if you learn, not like Abishol. Even Abishol agrees that the Torah wants yibum. Abishol says, not today. The Torah wants yibum l'shei mitzvah. You can't not read the psukim. The psukim say, do yibum.
I thought Rabbi said the first side is going...
Right. Correct.
And that's before our door went down.
No, Abishol was learning it after our door goes down. This Bryce is going after the door went down.
The first side is saying, do it l'shem mitzvah.
Correct. Right, before our door went down.
Yeah.
Something about Rabbi Emma Reisha. So now, let's take a look at the Reisha of this Reisha that has a similar analogous case, and let's see which of the two Pshatim fit in. Abishol's Pshat or the Rabbanan Pshat? Nothing to do with Yibum, but the Reisha will write in the same style. So the way you write the Reisha will impact on what Pshat in the Sefer is. So it's like this. Matzah Te'okul B'malkim Kodesh. Extra pasuk. It said before that if you have a mincha, after they do kmitza, there's a mitzvah to eat it. And then the Torah writes again, matzah te'achol b'makom kadosh. It's an extra pasuk. Rashi, matzah te'achol, kol yaseiruhu. It is an extra. I don't know if I did the Rashi before. No, I didn't. Rabba Amar, afilu teim rabbanim v'lo tahani l'mitzvah l'mitzvah. Not to have kavana for mitzvah, ela mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. Right? According to Abishol, it's yavama yavi ela le mitzvah. Be mechavim for mitzvah. according to Rava, according like Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah to do. Not your kavana, not for a mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah. Yavam yavala mitzvah mitzvah liyav miyaitzim echalitzi. Yachol tafzim alateri rishim esulai. Yibay lekhan esulai. He doesn't have any mitzvah to be miyavim. Kamad lemme yavam yavala mitzvah. The answer is, I would think even chalitz are equal. Kamash will let us know. Matzah siyachum. Kol yisrael, who this is an extra pasuk, l'sibereishu the krav. And it's serious when a mincha yechlu. Whatever is left on the mincha, they should eat. So this is extra.
Whatever happened to the kval, ain mitzvah nasa l'malach ha'sharis.
Who?
Ain't a
Torah nasa l'malach ha'sharis.
Nitna lo nitna.
Why nitna Torah l'malach ha'sharis? So, therefore what? I think this is a repeat of yesterday's conversation. The Aruch HaShulchan said you have to be mechavim for two things. As long as you mechavim also for mitzvah. Why does that need a Malachi HaSharis?
So you need Aruch HaShulchan to make it more advertising.
To make it for people who won't accept that there are people that can do this only L'Shem Shemayim.
People like that?
No
more. The worst. No more left.
That's what Abishol is saying. Abishol is saying there are no more people left like that. That's exactly what Abishol is saying.
Before the door went down.
Yes, there were people like that. Yes, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what Abishol is saying. Once upon a time there were people like that, and there are no longer people like that. Or very hard to find people like that.
How's it possible?
I know you're in an irreligious mood today. Some days you're in a very religious mood. Today you're in an irreligious mood.
Yeah, that was 21st, an odd number, right? It's 21st, 22nd.
I think 22nd.
22nd?
Yeah. I think so. Maybe you're wrong. Right, I don't know.
22nd is
22nd. It is? When's
22nd.
When's Tishbo?
Karbat Tavis is Friday. Anyway.
There's also an English...
Again, can we, like, learn how... Yeah, I don't know. We're not learning Catholicism now. We're learning Gemara. Mahabdu Elof Alfi Vivavis Abdullah. Emeresha. Matzah Siyachu B'Makim Kaddish. It's an extra pasuk. Mitzvah. And the same Lashon HaBraisa. Shebetchila, before it became a mincha, Haithalo B'Chal Hetzer. He was allowed to eat this flour. Nesra. Afterwards it became Matzah when he made it Hegdish. Chazer V'Hutzer after the Shemitzah. Yachol Tachzila Teira Rishon, I would think it goes back to the way it was. Talmud Leimer Matzah Seyachol B'Makom Kaddish Mitzvah. Now, what is the Teira Rishon and what is being banned? What is this Braisa telling me? Once upon a time, you were allowed to eat this flour. Then it became us to eat the flour. Then after Kmitza, it became Mutter again. So I would think it goes back to the way it was. No, it does not. Mitzvah. What is it? What's happening over here? What aren't you allowed to do? What are you allowed to do? What's the bride to say? So, Mishnah of the Rava, Namamani Rabbanani, going to Rava who learned over there, it's going like Rava. So, the same thing is here. Halka Hachikam, Matzah Sechab Makim Kaddish Mitzvah, Shabbatri Laizal Makhlal Heter. Before you were Magdishit, you could eat this flour. You didn't have to eat this flour. Ratza Eichla, Ratza Ein Eichla, similar to Yavamba. Right? Before she got married, you either wanted to marry her, you could, or you didn't have to marry her. Same thing here. You could eat it, or you didn't have to eat it. Analogous. Ratza Eichla, Ratza Ein Eichla. Ratza Ein Eichla, I'm sorry, Netra, I'm going to read it. Chazdra V'Hutra, Yachol Tamsu L'Teira Rishon Ratza Eichla Ratza Ein Eichla. So I mean with me, maybe I don't have to eat it now, just like I didn't have to eat it. Before it became a mincha, maybe I don't have to eat it even after it's a mincha.
It doesn't go back to the...
Just like before it became Hegdish. I either could or could not eat it. I had the option. So here also now, after Kmitza, I have an option. I could eat it. I don't have to eat it. That would be the Havamina. And the Gemara interrupts and says, Ratsa Eina Eichla? V'chsiv v'achlu aitim asher kuper behem. The Torah says you're mechuyim to eat the korbanos. Melamed shekahanim eichlim ubailim
eschaprim.
Who eats it? The kohen.
Well, before was only kohanim or the baal?
Even the baal.
And now?
The kohanim.
So it's two people.
Melamed shekahanim eichlim ubailim eschaprim. Elam, ratzahu eichla, ratzah kohen achra eichla. I would think that the guy who brings the mincha, he could eat it, or he could tell another kind to eat it. Talmud Leimar, Matzah Siachel B'Makom Kaddish. So according to Rava, the braisa is analogous to the case of Yibum. Right, let's go through the case of Yibum and let's work it through analogous. By Yibum, the braisa was saying, once upon a time, you had an option to either marry her or not to marry her. Over here, you had an option either to eat this flower or not to eat this flower. Then it became Matzah. She became Matzah, she married your brother. This became Matzah, you made Hegdish. Then it became Mutter again. She became Mutter again because the brother died, and here becomes Mutter again because of Kmitza. The Havamina by her would be, you can either do Yibum or Chalitza, you don't have any preference. Here the Havamina would be, either you eat it or somebody else eats it. No mitzvah for you to eat it. Just like it wasn't a mitzvah to eat originally, it's not a mitzvah to eat now. Talmud Leibar, it's a mitzvah to marry her, it's a mitzvah for you to eat the kachem. It's an analogous braisa.
When's the kohen, when's the baal?
Again, whoever is eating it now, once upon a time, could have eaten it or not eaten it.
So even the original times before the mincha, is the subject of the sentence is kohen?
No. It was edible, but nobody had to eat it.
Let's say it's the kohen then we're talking
about. No, I can't, because the minchas kohen is completely burnt. Nobody eats it.
No, let's say it's the kohen.
It can't be, because the minchas kohen is completely burnt.
I understand, Rabbi.
That's why I just said you can't say your pshat.
No, I'm not saying my pshat. I'm saying it's coming from not a kohen. A regular mincha of a regular person, the kohen is his shaliach. Is that what we're saying here?
I don't know what you're asking.
No, because in the other case of the girl, it's all directed to the subject.
I understand. So it's not exactly the same.
Oh.
But it's exactly analogous. Meaning, it was once either allowed to be eaten or not. You didn't have any mitzvah to eat it. There was no preference in eating it for anybody. Now there's a preference that one person eat it. There's a preference that one person eat it.
There's only one yellow.
The preference that the kohen...
That the kohen who brought it has to eat part of it. That's what the Torah is saying. It's a mitzvah of the person who was makrivit to eat part of it. He doesn't have an option to say, let other kohanim eat it, I'm out.
Okay, and by yibum?
Same thing. He has a mitzvah to go do yibum. He doesn't have an equal option of chalitza.
But I thought we're going to the second side.
Again. Let's throw it through it again.
No, I understand. Are we the second
we're going
side.
Only in the second side.
You're right. The second side, well, it's just, you're going to let me, you're going to
let me, no. The mitzvah to do yibum over chalitza.
But you don't have, no, the other side was, according to Rabbanah, the komako.
Again, but it's a mitzvah to do yibum over chalitza.
What does kolmako mean?
We don't care about your intention. Okay, I think you should let me present it for 3 minutes, and if you have a problem, listen to it. The way to learn like Abishol was, the Havamina was, once upon a time, you could do the act from motive A or from motive B. One way or the other way. And then you weren't allowed to do the act. Now you're allowed to do the act. I would think you can do it from motive A, motive B. Kamasimla, no, you can only do it from motive A. The Rabbanan's way was, the Havamina was, before she got married, you didn't have to do the act. You either could or could not marry her, equally. There was no mitzvah for her to be married, for you to marry her, any more than a mitzvah not to marry her. It was equal. Then she became forbidden to marry. Now she became allowed to be married. I would think you have an equal choice of marrying her or not marrying her, like you once upon a time had. Kamash Malone, that is not an equal choice. There's a mitzvah called Yibum. Let's go over to Matzah. Once upon a time, you did what? You had an equal choice, either to eat or not eat this flour. Exactly like Rabbanan. Then you lost that choice. You can't eat it. Now it became Mutter again. maybe you now have an equal choice of you eating it or not eating it. So Mashmalon, no, that there's a mitzvah for you to eat it. It's exactly analogous according to the Rabbanim. But according to Abishol, we got a problem. Because Abishol learned by Yibum, you had a choice to do it for motive A or motive B. Either one way or the other way. What two ways are there to eat flour?
Sheimincha.
It's before the Chatchila, when it was Chulin. You can eat it one way or the other way. What are the two ways?
So by Yibum, they the same problem.
Yeah. By Yibum, we said there was motive A. Before she got married, you can marry her L'Shem Mitzvah. You can marry her L'Shem Nai. You had an option of doing it for one of two reasons.
No, there's no Mrs. Yibum there.
Yeah, L'Shem Mitzvah of marriage. You can do it L'Shem, again. There was two ways of doing the same act. By eating, what two ways are there?
I'll tell this stuff out there. You're doing it for Kadesh to be able to make your brother.
It doesn't say anywhere that there should be, there it's a mitzvah of marriage, you should do it L'Shem Mitzvah, there's a Havamina. Right? Either for mitzvah or not for mitzvah.
Okay, so
here, what's here?
Shabbos.
But it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about a regular flour. So let's read it inside. Don't think about it. This time of the Ravadam Hamani Rabbanani Alkahikam. This is what it's saying. Masil the Alba Makim Kanish Mitzvah. Shabitzhilo Aisalab Chal Heter. At the beginning it was optional. Totally optional. Ratza Aichla, Ratze Aichla. Natra, Chazer Behutta Yakul Taxil Atera Rishon, it should be optional. And the Gemara interrupts Ratza Aichla, Ratze Aichla, Ratze Aichla, Ksiv Alkhla Smashakuba Behem. The mitzvah to eat kachim. Malamit shekhanim aichlam and baylam ischaprim. Ella, ratza hu aichla, ratza kayan achar aichla. Maybe he could eat it, or a different kayan could eat it. Hamadlaim remata seyachob amachim kaddish, mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for him to eat it. So it's exactly analogous to the case of Yibum. You didn't have to do it, then it became prohibited, then it became mutter, but you was a mitzvah to do it.
No,
mitzvah lafuki what? Lafuki to have other kind of eat it.
No. But the bottom line is, if you...
The mitzvah for you to eat it.
The kohen eat it, yeah.
Right. You're kohen, you the kohen.
Right. But what happens if the kohen doesn't do it?
He's mevatel a mitzvah.
So...
The guy doesn't do yibum and das chalitza, he's mevatel a mitzvah.
No, but this he got something out of the deal.
But he was mevatel a mitzvah.
What I'm trying to say is...
Doesn't have to... Again.
Like here's a mincha, if I would give it to another kohen, it's mevatel a mitzvah, gufo.
What? Okay. So maskim. It's still analogous. It's still analogous.
If I would do chalitza mitzvah...
Maybe yes, maybe not.
What do you mean,
maybe not? Shiloh, but the chalitza is a matur or a mitzvah. You lose the mitzvah of Yibum. According to Rabbanu, you were mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum.
Here, if I give it to someone else, it could be an isser.
No, it's not. They're the mitzvah of eating kachim. They're doing the mitzvah.
They would get a mitzvah?
Sure, they get a mitzvah.
Even if it's a different
kohen? Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if is that the one that didn't bring it?
He lost his mitzvah, but they got a mitzvah of eating kachim. Sure.
Who brought the mincha? Who brought the mincha?
What?
Who brought the mincha?
Yisrael.
So the Yisrael, if no Kohen wanted to eat it, no Kohen is over any mitzvah.
The Kohen who brought the mincha, I don't mean brought it into the Azara, the one who was mak with it, who did the Kmita and the Haktara.
Okay, so he's chayv to eat it?
Yes, that's what we're saying. It's not chayev. He has a mitzvah to eat it. Correct.
And if another kohen eats it, then he's putter, right? He didn't do anything wrong.
If another kohen eats it, this kohen lost his mitzvah.
Okay, but it's not like a bechor in the Yibum process where the bechor is the one who really is the first obligation.
It's not a bechor here.
But does he have the first obligation to eat it rather than any other Kohen?
The first obligation. He has the only obligation.
To eat the mincha.
Eat the mincha. Every other Kohen doesn't have to. If he wants to, he gets a mitzvah.
Okay.
Elul Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Da'amar Abishalahi. Hachem Mai Trei Gavna Ikya. What are the two options, right? Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi learned that by a woman, Ratza, you can do it for one motive, you can do it for another motive. Here, what are the two? What was the two that were available before that are not available now? Once upon a time, it was this way. You could do it for A or B. And now you're limited to do it for A. What are the two options that originally were there and are not there now? Two types of eating. What are the two types of eating that was once upon a time mutter and now is not mutter? Exactly. When it was chulin, I could eat it regular when I'm hungry. Or I could eat it when I'm stuffed and I push it down, which is not called really eating. But it's once it's kachim and I have to eat it, I'm in the midst of eating it, I can't eat it achila gasa. That would be a havamina. But if it's still chulin, I could eat it regular, or I could eat it achila gasa. Now that it became mutter, and it became mutter again, I would think I could eat it achila gasa. So now I've learned that I have to eat it mitzvah, I have to eat it when I'm hungry, when I'm not totally full, right? But it's not true, because achila gasa, mitzvah achila, it's not even called eating. The Brisa says you have two ways of eating. Achila gasa is not eating. The Amar Eshlok is trying to achila gasa be a mekipurim, butter, the loisuna. The guy is totally stuffed. Erev Yom Kippur. He's full to the brim, whatever word you want to use. And now, he goes and eats at the beginning of Yom Kippur. He's not chayev. He's not eating. So what two ways are there? So, the chayra, we have a raya that the brisa can only go like drabanan. Because the two cases should be analogous. The case of the matzah and the case of the yibum. According to the Rabbanon, it's analogous. I didn't have to do it. I could either do it or not. I either could eat the chulun or not. Now I have a mitzvah to eat the chulun. Now I have a mitzvah to do yibum. But according to Rabbi Shaul, there were two ways of marriage, and now there's only one way of marriage. There were two ways to eat, and now there's only one way. What are the two ways to eat? Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Mitchila Kaidim Shehub Dushab, Minchazu, Haitz Allah B'chlal Heter. The Nasrak Shub, the Shubur became Hegdish. The Chazra Vuhutra Bakhtaris Kaimis. Yahu Tabzik the Mefarish. So, Mishnah, the Rabbi, the Rabbanon, he's a Mitzvah, Ketani, Vilakhtani, he's a Mitzvah. The Devarisha didn't say how to do it, but it said to do it. Okay, Kamra, the Achlu Aysim is Akashim Ashakupa Behem. Kayaka the Tavik Kapara Shlaim, it should be a complete Kapara. Ratsahu Kayan, Shabbat Abadasa. El Rabbi Yitzchitotani, the Mitzvah, there's a way to do it, Rabbi Shalhi. Right? The Mitzvah means the right way. Mitzvah means do it. How come I take out the ikah? The come my tana. Yochel tachzul a terer rishon. What are we excluding? Talmud lemer deloy. But let's go remember tachzul a terer rishon. Lots of the same mitzvah club. Lots of the soil the same mitzvah club. Talmud lemer deloy. So Rashi says the chayra. Why don't we say pshat? That when it was chulin, you didn't have to do it l'shma, and here you have to do it l'shma, the same mitzvah. The Rashi, no. You can eat it even without kavana. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. By Yavam, if you did it with the wrong intent, you were playing with an erva. I will welcome my covet. What's wrong if you eat it shloy l'shei mitzvah? You have to have two ways of eating. What two ways of eating are there? There's no two ways of eating. What are you going to tell me? With the intent of mitzvah, not intent of mitzvah? Thereby, Yavama, not intent of mitzvah is an Avera. Here, not intent of a mitzvah is not wrong.
Going to Abishol
now? And for the Gemara, we can go like Abishol. Ella?
Margretin, does Achila Gasa require a bracha?
No. No.
Okay.
The two kinds of achila gasas, but the one we're talking about, no.
Because
you're not eating.
If you eat achila gasas during the middle of the week, not Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, do you have to make a bracha then?
You're not eating.
You said there's two types of achila gasas?
Yeah, there are two types of achila gasas, but the one we're talking about here. There are two, Taisus and Pesachim says there are two types of achila gasa. There's one, Taisus here alludes to it. There's one that you're full, but something's sweet, you still eat. Right? You filled up, but if somebody offered you ice cream now, you would eat. That's not called Dachila Gatav Arsugya. Dachila Gatav Arsugya is that you're so full that you don't want anything. You're pushing it down. That's not eating.
Okay.
Isaac said it should be a sandwich.
So yes, Achila Gath is a very borrowed terminology. I knew this would happen. I expected that somebody would pop up and say that. Thank
well, has anyone revised it? Do people know who revised it is?
Again.
He came in once in the dining room. He saw a person on Shabbos. Sometimes the or she was ate there.
His daughter making a liver sandwich, right?
Horrible. I was against the whole thing. They brought their daughters there.
So I know this is the middle of dishes here.
He saw a person take a liver sandwich with, I think it was common to eat, a liver sandwich with like...
Gog.
He said, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on that. He said, Achille Gath, no shema yichil. You don't bench either on that. Isaac, in front of all the other Rishis, Paschim, his name, Rabbo.
Not Rabbi.
Boros.
Boros wasn't Rabbi Isaac's Rabbi, no. Anyway, the Achila Gatha,
yeah.
I'm sorry for the interruption. The Achila Gatha that we're talking about over here is the Achila Gatha that the guy can't eat, he's just pushing it down. And for that, you don't make a bracha. Achila Gatha is a very borrowed terminology. When somebody's a glutton, we say he eats Achila Gatha, he eats like a pig. That's how we refer to Achila Gatha. The Gemara's Achila Gatha says the guy is so stuffed that he doesn't feel like eating and he pushes it down anyway. That's called Achila Gatha. It's not eating, you don't make a bracha on it. Okay. Don't kick my bite. Ella ratza matzo achla, ratza chametz achla. Gemara's going to try another shot. Before it was hegdish, you can make this flour into matzah, non-leavened, non-fermented dough. Or you can make it into chametz, fermented dough. You had an option of how you can produce this dough. So you can eat it one of two ways. So then it became mincha, became aser. Now I would think it goes back to its original heter that you can eat it chametz. So the Torah tells me, matzah seyachol, you have to eat it matzah. That would be pshat according to Abishol. Beautiful pshat. There are two ways to eat this dough. And now you're limited to one way. The Gemara, that's impossible. It says, do not bake the chelik chametz. Amar eshlokish after the chelkim leisalchem. The pasuk already said you can't have chametz. Why would I think it goes back to the first heter? That's out. You can't say that the havamina that before I was magdish and I could eat it either fermented or not fermented, and now that it became mutter again, I should be able to ferment it. The pasuk already said I can't make it fermented. And for the Gemara, Elam. Ratza matzah eichla, ratza chalut eichla. Now we're going to spend a few minutes on this, but let me explain it. There's three processes. There is matzah, non-fermented dough. Right. There is chametz, fermented. And then there's chalut. Chalut is you take dough before it ferments, and you put it into bubbling water. How does he try to call it? Scalding it. And the question is, scalding, as the Gemara will explain, is not chametz. But yet, is it really matzah? Not so clear. As the Gemara will explain. So the havamina would be, before it became a mincha, I had the option of eating this dough either as matzah or as scalded. So now it became a mincha, I couldn't eat it. Now it became mutter again. I would think you could eat it either matzah or scalded. Tamas malam matzah seyachol. I don't have the option of scalded. Frech de Gemara. Heichidami. Let me just explain a few more lines. Heichalit heichidami. What is this process of scalding? E matzahi hamatzahi. Is it matzah? Not chametz. So it's matzah. Why can't I eat it that way? Eloi matzahi. If it's not matzah, so then it's chametz. So matzah's hamarachmanah. What is this middle thing? Is it chametz or is it not chametz? Either it's chametz or matzah. Matzah means not unleavened. It's unleavened. Is it leavened or is it unleavened? Make up your mind. And for the Gemara. Really, it's unleavened. The Torah is telling me, even though this is a form of unleavened bread, this is not what the Torah wants you to do by kachem. So the end of the day is, this is not chametz. Scalded dough is not chametz. In fact, we don't pass in this way. If you take dough and put it into scalding, you scald it, it never can become chametz. The heat makes it that it can't ferment anymore. I don't know how it does it, but it can kill the fermentation process. But it's not chametz. But the Torah said here, matzah siyachol, to say, we don't want that type of dough. We want the real matzah. This is for kachim. So what do you mean it's like matzah? If the Torah doesn't let you use it, so it's like chametz. For Pesach, this is matzah. If you scald it and then bake it, you can use it in Pesach. It's matzah. It's matzah, but over here, the Torah wrote an extra blessing of matzah for Yaakov to say we don't want that kind. We want the unscalded matzah. So at the end of the day, we can learn the brayso like Abishol. There's two ways to eat. Matzah and scalded. Unscalded matzah, scalded matzah. They're both matzah. For Pesach, they're both matzah if you make it afterwards. But over here, I would think that when it becomes more tragic and scalded, it either comes from a matzah for Yaakov, that the Torah is insisting we want this kind of matzah, not the scalded type.
Rabbi.
Zab Trashi. Alul Rav Yitzchak. We did that already. Achilu gata mimikra achilu amr shlokish v'kim d'lad achilu hi. V'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' killed. So mazik is atzmai. Eating achila gata is damaging. And the trade gav no helki to buy the meimer. Ratzah macha is matzah achla, ratzah chametz achla. Tamad leimer matzah si achla b'lai chametz. But the problem is, it says loisav chametz chalkim nesati oisav. L'halki samik chalkim l'loisay alfam. Chalkim is juxtaposed next to the word do not bake, chametz. Leimer l'chafil l'shiori mincha, even the leftovers of mincha, shein chalkim shekahanim, loisay alfam chametz. Even the leftovers of mincha, which is the chelik of the kahanim, cannot be baked chametz. And l'hatan nafka. Cholud b'reitzchen, scalded. Ratzah chalut achla, tamad leimer matzah v'lai chalut. So what's wrong with it? We love matzah. Matzah is on the rachman of b'shiur minchas chayva. The chesed says in Seder Shmini, "Lachlu matzahs eitzok ha'mazbeah." Who is in the shamanachas? We love only matzah seyachol. The answer is the extra matzah seyachol is to say even though there are two types of matzahs, the scalded and the unscalded, by writing matzahs seyachol. The Torah is telling me we want one type of matzah, not the other type of matzah. That's what the Gemara is saying. What?
For the mincha. Matzah teyatana? What
does it say? Well, how do we know? It says there, it's like Zabakam is chalkim. Yeah, it has to be based on.
Yeah. Rabbi, we still hold this way. We still hold this way regarding scalded bread.
No, we don't allow chalkim. No, we don't allow it.
Because...
We don't think, this is our chumro, that we don't think that our scalding process is the right way. We're not sure. We don't want to play around with it. But it's a style of chorus. We are much more machmer than the Gemara because we don't consider ourselves knowledgeable enough about the fermentation process. For instance, the Gemara will say later in Sachem that if you work with the dough, even if it takes you 40 minutes, as long as you work with the dough doesn't ferment. Halakha l'maisa, we say if it's more than 18 minutes, it might have fermented. We're not familiar. We can't look at a dough and say it did or didn't ferment. We don't have that knowledge that they had in those days. And therefore, we're much more machmer than in the time of the Gemara.
This process of boiling and baking is how they make bagels now. That's the difference between a bagel and a roll.
Rabbi Cohen and Rabbi Kleinman over here are busy preparing their bagels for breakfast. Correct.
Yes, he's trying to ask that question.
But right, meaning, but Medina de Gemara, if you take dough and you don't let it sit for 18 minutes and you throw it into boiling water, you have killed the fermentation process and now you can make bagels. Correct.
You do what again, sir?
Make bagels.
They make bagels.
How's it different than regular bagels? Scalded?
Scalded. It won't ferment.
Real bagels are they're more chewy than regular.
By the way, once upon a time, matzah was pizza bread. Matzah was not crackers. That was a chumrah of the Rishonim, again, to prevent any fermentation process, to make holes in the dough that it shouldn't rise at all. Once upon a time, you took dough, you worked quickly, you had it in the oven 8 minutes later, it baked, and you were finished, and you had matzah. In fact, in the Sephardi countries, they did that maybe even now. It was more pita bread. It was a soft pita bread. They didn't let it rise. They finished everything within 18 minutes. The rush came along, and he said, we're not sure about the fermentation process, so we want to make holes in the dough to make sure that there's no rising at all. And therefore, since there's no room to rise at all, you have crackers, which is what we call matzah.
So the only reason bagels,
which tastes kebab.
The reason bagels are not good for Pesach is because maybe the scalding isn't...
We have no idea what...
As it was?
No idea. We say, einam bekiyam b'davetel. We don't know what it means. We don't know what stops the fermentation, so therefore we don't allow. Please don't do it. Your grandchildren have trouble finding shidduchim if they hear that you eat bagels on Pesach.
Other things can outweigh that.
Could be.
I mean, Fortune 500. Which we may reach soon.
Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Hakayutli event time. If somebody gives chalitza to his yevama, he becomes equal to his rest of his brothers as far as the inheritance is concerned.
Doesn't get more.
Why should he get? Well, we'll see why in a minute, but yeah. Meaning, let's say there are three brothers. Nobody does yibum. One does chalitza. The three brothers split it evenly. He gets it all. A father inherits the four brothers. So if chalitza was done, the father inherits, meaning the brothers are not inheritors. Right? The brothers only inherit if there's no father. So if there's a father, he comes first. So if Reuven died and Yaakov, his father, is still alive, if Shimon did Yibum, we will see in a minute, he trumps the father. Correct. According to one man, the other. But if Shimon didn't do Yibum...
Rabbi, what is the Havamina here? What do we think by what would we think that performing chalitza does?
Gemara will give you two pshatim: the one the Gemara likes and the one the Gemara doesn't like. The Gemara is going to answer your question.
Okay.
In fact, you won't even have to wait that long; it'll be right at the beginning of the Gemara. Hakainus is yivimtai, zochem benachlasim shalachem. One who does Yibum acquires all his brother's possessions. If Yehuda Aimer, he disagrees. If Yehuda disagrees, he says, Yibum just gives it to one brother over the other brothers. But if there's a father, he takes it, and the Yavim doesn't get it. Yibum only gives you the Nachla. If there's more brothers, this brother wins over everybody. But if there's a father, there's no room for Yerusha for the brothers. Therefore, if Yehuda holds, the Yavim does not get it. No, it doesn't make a difference. Yibum is Yibum, and Nachla is Nachla.
What's the incentive for the mitzvah?
The mitzvah. Right, we don't do it with Shem Amam, right? Rashi, Haru Ke'echad, V'lehiv Tzitchal Ke'benichtziach, if he doesn't lose it. Zalcha Benichtziach, Fafila Girshi L'machar, even if he divorces her the next day. Which means, Reuben dies, Shimon can do Yibum, the next day he can divorce her, and he walks away with all the money. That's life. Frek the Gemara Pshita. Why would I think that the brother is not entitled to the Nachla if he does Chalitza? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If he does Chalitza, he's like one of the brothers. What would I think? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what I would think. The way the Rishonim explained it, the Achronim explained it, it's a Yerushalmi that says it. I would think chalitza is an acquisition and a release at the same time. He's bound to her. when they do chalitza, it's a double thing. He acquires her and releases her at the same time. And therefore, since he acquires her for that split second, he's entitled to the Yerusha. He releases her through the chalitza process because he never lived with her. But I would think chalitza is a form of kinyan. He's kind to her and releases her. It does both at the same time. And therefore, he should be entitled to everything. Kamash Malan, no, that he doesn't get it. It's not a kinyan. He doesn't acquire her. It's just a release. Frech the Gemara, then the Mishnah shouldn't say he gets like one of the brothers. It should say he's only like one of the brothers. Meaning the Havamina would have been against everything. So the Mishnah should have said he only gets like one of the brothers. Not that he gets like one of the brothers. The Mishnah's Masma would think he gets nothing. To say he's only like one of the brothers. He's only, meaning he doesn't get the whole thing. What would have been the Havamina? The way we're explaining it, the Havamina, he would get the whole thing. So then the Mishnah should have said, he doesn't get the whole thing. Not that he gets part. It's not the positive, it's the removal. I would think since he made Yibum impossible. There are three brothers here. He went and gave Chalitza. Now none of the brothers can do Yibum. He has removed the possibility of Yibum. Maybe he should be punished that he shouldn't inherit. Maybe he should be forfeiting the right to inherit because he removed the mitzvah of Yibum. Kamash Malan, no. He does Chalitza. He still gets like everybody else. He's not punished for giving Chalitza.
He remains as one of the brothers.
Correct. Rashi, Shita, the Lehibet Chusa. Now the time of Klein of Abashmina, the Lehibet Chusa. The Kiddush is not that he doesn't lose, Tanyala. And Lashmina is like Shaka Kula Nixi, he doesn't take it all. Yahakit Le Ruas, if it's coming to diminish him, have a little Mr. Einel Kech, Haki Kama. Ela Sagadai the Chamina Lichnis Ohio Va Abshid the Meibum, Shepasla Lachim. Because he passed there on all the other brothers. So this is an interesting Havamina. The first Havamina. The Gemara views Chalitza, and this is a Machlaikas in Yerushalmi, is Chalitza Kinyan. Some view Chalitza as an acquisition and a release.
Like a,
interesting how he acquires it, but he doesn't do anything. She does to him. Right? But again, it's a release that way too.
That's
so,
his option. He
right. The only option is because he doesn't want to do Yibam.
Yeah, but
he's exercising the same refusal by saying
that
like a,
the acquisition came by mail.
Right.
Yeah,
well, no, Zeke is not an acquisition.
Yes, to a point it is.
No, it isn't, because there's three brothers. They're equal.
Mimer, then.
Mimer's a drabbonim. We don't possibly be something.
Reverend Mark Gresson? When he's Niyabim, he takes the place of the Baal of his sister-in-law, right? When he does Chalitza, does he do it as he's replacing the brother or not at all?
Halachically, theoretically, he's not doing anything for the brother. Kabbalistically, he's doing something for the neshama.
No, I understand that, but halachically, that's the difference. Is it safe to assume that the reason that the brothers, if one does chalitza, nobody gets the extra part because it goes really up to the father, and then from the father it comes down to Yerusha?
Yerusha goes to father over brothers. That's not halacha.
Right.
Forget about you. Reuven dies. Right? Father inherits. That's not halacha. Yibum, according to one man the other, trumps that.
Because he replaces. Okay.